Now we come to the fourth chapter of 1 Samuel. And as we come here to the fourth chapter, we see this moving to the time when God brings to a conclusion the thing that he has said that he would do. And we see here the low spiritual condition of Israel at this particular time. And we're also going to see that God makes good what he said about the line of Eli. Eli's son are slain, and Eli drops dead. Now will you notice chapter 4. This is a very dark picture, by the way, that we have in chapter 4. And I'm beginning reading now, 1 Samuel 4:1. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines?" Now listen to this. And this is a revelation of their superstition, how far they were from God, and of their self-sufficiency, and of their selfishness. Listen to this. I'm reading now, verse 3, 1 Samuel 4. "Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies." Now, believe me, they're superstitious. Israel now, without consulting Samuel, they went out to battle against the Philistines. What happened? It led to defeat. God was to lead these people. And Samuel now is God's prophet, and he's the spokesman now. What happened then? They think now that what was lacking, they should have taken the ark with them. Well, they had the tradition that the ark had gone down into the water and the Jordan had opened up. And so they brought the ark of the covenant into battle, thinking that its presence would bring victory. My friend, this reveals the superstitious paganism of the people who thought that there was some merit in the object. The merit was not in that box, because God wasn't in a box, and you can't get him in a box. The merit was in the presence and the person of God. Oh, today in church work, there are a great many people think that God today is in a box, and they're just as superstitious. And even in our good churches, they said, "Now look, this is a method. And that's a nice little package deal, by the way. You can put it away in a box. Now you take it out. And this method is going to work. This method will solve our problems." And so many people go in that direction today. My friend, that's not being spiritual. It's being superstitious. The merit is in Christ. The merit today is in him, and it's whether he's with us or not. That's the important thing. Let me turn that around. The merit is whether we are with him today. That's the thing that is all important. Now, they go to battle, and so what's going to happen? So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. And these are paid preachers. They're just going to do what they're told to do. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang again. Boy, they had a great rally there. Oh, they thought they were getting somewhere spiritually. But this is nothing in the world but idolatry. They're now worshiping a box, not worshiping God at all. Let's be very careful today in our ceremonies, and in our ritual, and in our church. Are we worshiping a church? Are we worshiping a man? Are we worshiping a method? Are we worshiping a particular place? Are we really worshiping the living and the true God today? Now, the Philistines heard it, and we are told in verse 6, and they understood that the ark of the Lord was coming to the camp, and the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God is coming to the camp. You see, that to them was an idol. And they said, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. They haven't done this before. And they're not only superstitious, they're ignorant, by the way. They don't know. There's no merit in that box at all. Now, they cry out, woe unto us. Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues of the wilderness. And they certainly are ignorant of the living and true God. Now, they have to have a rally. And they have a rally, and they then come against Israel. And what happened? Well, they lost the battle. Israel did. And then a man of Benjamin, out of the army, verse 12, he came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. When he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. Now old Eli, with all of his fault, he's a sorry father, but he at least was God's high priest, and he had a concern for the things of God. And when the men came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. It was defeat, you see. When Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, what meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now notice this, Eli was 98 years old. His eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army. I fled today out of the army. And he said, what's there done, my son? Now listen to this message. And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines. And there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken. It came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate. His neck brake. He died, for he was an old man and heavy, and he judged Israel 40 years. Now, Eli actually was, I think, the last of the judges, though I think we can say Samuel can be considered the last. But here is one of the last of the judges, and he's a priest. And he's the great high priest at this time. And I think you need to note, when they told him about the death of his sons, certainly he was an indulgent father that broke his heart. But there's also something else to be said here that's, I think, very important to note. He maintained his composure when he was told about the death of his son. But when he told him the ark was taken, that's when he fell over backwards and died. And I think he had a heart attack, to tell the truth. He's a great big fella, fat, fell over backwards, and he was in an elevated place, broke his neck. My friend, may I say to you, I want to say this on behalf of Eli. I think he was actually God's man. Now, you see, this brings Samuel now into the position where he's going to be God's man, and he's going to be God's spokesman in a very definite way.